It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's face it, in this current day and age, nearly every single video game out there has some sort of online component. And let's face it, not all of these multiplayer lobbies are fun and friendly times. Mainly because you get, well, a lot of trolls, griefers, the lone wolves, the rage quitters, and of course the wannabe rappers that just blow out your eardrums. In fact, there's a lot of multiplayer games that let you be, let's face it, an utter dick. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game multiplayer modes that let you break everything. Number 10, Animal Crossing New Horizons. Now, fans of the Animal Crossing series will know that its cutesy exterior hides a rather competitive heart, most of which comes from an anxiety-inducing community. Whether they're paying several million bells for the air quotes best villagers or queuing for several hours to sell their turnips on somebody's island, some Animal Crossing fans want the most impressive, elaborately designed town that they can possibly have. Sadly, the result of this tends to be that there are a lot of very desirable items on said island which some callous visitors just can't resist picking up. With the recent ocean swimming update, a loophole opened its way up for a ton of thefts, as players could bypass the fences that traders placed to protect their islands by swimming around to another beach. With the classic tactic of trampling flowers, cutting down trees, and so on, it's always been very easy for visitors with ill intent to cause devastation on other players' islands, turning a charming experience into a bit of a nasty one. Number 9, Grand Theft Auto Online. Naturally, Grand Theft Auto is Grand Theft Auto. So all's fair in love and general criminal behaviour. So the name of the game here is to wreak sticky bomb destruction wherever players go, so the public servers of online can hardly be expected to reflect the finest of online gaming etiquette. Still, there are some acts that are clearly beyond the pale. Have you ever robbed a store only to find another devious player has barricaded you in? Have you ever been innocently making your way around Los Santos only for a player to come steaming in on their tank out of nowhere and ruin everybody's day? Of course you have. Some players have chips on their shoulders the size of the Chrysler Building, and Grand Theft Auto Online offers the perfect playground for them to vent those frustrations in the cruelest and trolliest of ways. Those public servers can definitely be a bad place to live. Number 8, Super Mario Maker. Super Mario, you might think, is one of the most charming, innocent, and family-friendly franchises in gaming. I mean, it's Nintendo's main man, after all. In reality, though, Mario games can be a real nightmare when it comes to multiplayer modes. And with that in mind, the first that we're going to look at is the Mario Maker series. In the Wii U and Nintendo Switch outings, the player is given an intuitive set of tools, a simple interface, and free rein to make their own levels. Needless to say, the resulting stages have been a rather mixed bag. Some have created elaborate themed levels designed to resemble stuff like Zelda dungeons and the like, and a lot of them are as impressive as they are accessible. Sadly, sneakiness, sadism, and general cruelty is also rife here too, with many levels being designed to be as devious as possible, with criminally low completion rates being considered a point of pride amongst the creators. With more bottomless pits and infuriating enemy spawns than a Mega Man game, a think tank of diabolical Bond villains couldn't have come up with half of these levels. Number 7, The Dark Souls series. However experienced a gamer may be with Dark Souls games, now everyone was a beginner once. Everyone got lost, died repeatedly, lost huge amounts of souls in the process, and had gotten stuck on a boss for 2 weeks straight. Everyone's been there, and there is no shame in it. Sometimes, though, veterans and rather salty players lose sight of this fact. Funny as it is to imagine new players being killed by that hidden trap or caught off guard by that ambush or swinging wildly at a wall in search of hidden paths, remember, it costs nothing to be kind, but it also costs nothing to be immensely cruel, it seems. The note system was intended to be used for good, not evil, a quick warning about an upcoming boss and its weakness, because that would be gratefully received. But attempting note to suggest that an insta-death drop is actually a jump that can be made? Well, not so much. Still, this is the way of the Souls Troll. When they're not invading newer players with their overpowered characters and utterly destroying them, they're lying to their poor newbie faces. These games are already bloody tough. We don't need this on top of it. Number 6. Overwatch. In 1v1 online experiences like your average fighter, it's very easy to be a dick. Spamming, taking advantage of exploits, being cheesy, as long as you get the win, it doesn't matter how you go about it, right? But you can definitely also be a dick when it comes to team games, in which losses are the fault of everyone on the team, because here it's true that some team members derive pleasure from messing with their own allies, and titles like Overwatch provide ample opportunities to do this. May is infamous for this, with those damn ice walls. Now, wouldn't it be hilarious to place one right at the spawn door as the match starts, messing with and infuriating your entire team? Well, it might have been funny the first time around for about an eighth of a nanosecond. Overwatch released way back in 2016, though, so everyone is thoroughly over this by now. Ice walls in objective matches that block your own team's path? What is the point? Also, can we all just agree that the battle mercy that refuses to heal and just blasts away with her pistols? That is banned as well. Number 5. Worms. The Worms games are all about messing with friends and online players. They were the multiplayer sensation that formed a huge part of childhoods all around the world. There's no simpler pleasure and no simpler setup. These worms are yours, those ones are theirs. Whip out your bazookas, grenades, stick of dynamite, exploding sheep, and whatever else you have, and hope that at least one of yours is still alive when all the dust settles. Everyone knows how the Worms game works, and that there are 1,000 different ways to be an utter dick to your buddies during a match. Are certain weapons just too strong, such as the banana bomb or the holy hand grenade? Well, only when one of them has just obliterated your team. When it's pointed at others, though, it's completely fine. Before teabagging or any other silly, unsporting behaviour, there was the humble prod. Losing your last worm, or even multiple, to this pathetic move is still one of the worst feelings in gaming history, and some players, well, they bloody specialised in it. Number 4. Mario Party. Nintendo seems to have a way with making games that get players all riled up. Mario Party, a seemingly harmless party game, has definitely become one of the most notorious multiplayer experiences ever. You see, the concept is super simple. Players pick a Mushroom Kingdom character and take turns traveling around a virtual board, collecting coins, items, and such along the way. At the end of each round, a minigame begins, whether it's all versus all 1v3 or 2v2. And the goal here is to grab the stars dotted all around the board, which are then tallied up at the end of the game. That's all there is to it, but then you add RNG on top of all of this, as well as the seemingly random star rewards at the end of the game, the ability to steal from your competitors, and as you can tell, things can go south pretty quickly. There is no greater test of a group's friendship than a long Mario Party session. This series should come with a warning, quite frankly. Number 3. Overcooked. Once again, you'd never expect that Overcooked would be so notorious. Team 17 of Worms fame and Ghost Town Games' manic party title lures players in with its cutesy art and simple concept. Work together to complete orders and get them out as fast as possible. As you prepare the food, of course, there's going to be a huge array of obstacles to avoid along the way. The level may split apart, you might be cooking on the deck of a slippery pirate ship, or any number of other ridiculous possibilities besides. Still, the core gameplay itself is accessible and simple for even the newest players to enjoy. Inevitably, though, the lines of communication will slam shut and the shouts and screams will definitely begin. Where's that burger bun? Where are you going with that plate? Put that soup pot back on the stove! Fooling around is both far too easy and far too tempting in these games. But you know what? Don't say you weren't warned, as you are about to get a Gordon Ramsay earful, my friend. Roar! Number 2. Call of Duty. In the world of first-person shooters, there are no players more hated and more notorious than campers. This air-quote strategy isn't to be confused with spawn camping, which is a similar but even deadlier and even more infuriating technique. You see, campers have been given legitimate, talented snipers a terrible name in shooters for years now. If your plan revolves around slowing the game's pace to a crawl by refusing to move, it's safe to say that it's going to be a bad plan. If you're nabbing cheap kills on unsuspecting foes who happen to cross you in the process, you know deep down that you are just making that opposing player's blood boil. The thing is, though, that that's exactly what a lot of campers are counting on. This problem has existed just about as long as shooters have themselves, and it's clearly not going away anytime soon. And number one, Mario Kart. Well, this list would be incomplete without a nod to another Mario franchise that really defines what it is to be an utter dick in multiplayer, the iconic, rage-tastic Mario Kart. In some titles on this list, special efforts are needed on the player's part to be as insufferable as possible, going out of your way to mislead others, playing counterintuitively so as to really screw over your team and the like. In Mario Kart, though, making everybody else hate you is as simple as playing the game as intended. We've all been taken out by the dreaded spiny shell while being just an inch away from a first place finish or being bumped right off the track by a heavier cart, and it is always a humbling, fury-inducing experience. Heck, even simple bananas and green shells are devastating in the hands of Mario Kart masters. Sometimes it feels as though the entire world is against you and out to prove it. Are you that person who saves their lightning until most other races are over a jump? Yes, of course you are, because everyone's that person. That's what Mario Kart does to you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.